All right, so yeah, welcome, welcome. Those of you who didn't meet me last time, I'm Helen, aka Oracle Card Goddess, here over here in the UK. And I met Martine, I think about a year ago now, maybe more. And we've been doing some swapsies, which is always good to meet others. And so the main work I do is all about the Akashic Field, the Akashic Records, the Akash. You might have heard different words for it. And it's basically your soul's library. Imagine there is a book that details everything about you from the moment dot when you were seeded as an individual soul. A book has been created that has everything in it. It's far vaster than anything our human brains can get their heads around, but it's every thought, every emotion, every action, every experience. And so as a clairvoyant, I can go into people's Akashic book, if you like, and have a little read and see what's going on in their lives, what they need, what might be useful. And then the Akashic clearing, which is what we're doing tonight, is to really assist to clear any blocks that might be in your Akashic field. Obviously the focus, as you know, for tonight is the third eye, so we're going to be looking at psychic ability and using the third eye and the pineal gland. And you can also go into the Akashic field and bring in strength and gifts. So we're going to be strengthening the gift of sight, basically. We're all naturally clairvoyant anyway, because we are spirit in human body. So it is a natural ability, but it's often shut down through programming, shut down through society, cultural expectations, fear, bad experiences, not wanting to be the odd one out, all that kind of thing. But just know it is naturally there. So the work we're doing tonight is to uncover what's naturally there. For a group Akashic clearing, and I take you on a meditative journey. So all you will need to do this evening is sit somewhere really comfortable. I do suggest sitting with your back straight, only because if you lie down, you're more likely to go to sleep, which is fine. You'll still get the healing, but you might feel you've missed out somewhat, because we are going to meet a unicorn. So you don't want to miss out on meeting the gorgeous unicorn. And so it's just a deep meditation. So all you'll need to do is follow my voice. And then once you're in that deep state of meditation, that is when the clearing begins. I may ask you to say declarations. I am a being of light, for example. And you just say that declaration in your mind or aloud. That's entirely up to you. But that is an important part of the process, because any declaration you make while we're in this session will be anchored into your Akashic field. Same with some of the clearing. If I feel some resistance to some of the clearing, particularly fear, then I may ask something like, are you willing to release your fear? And then you will need to say the word yes, again, either in your mind or aloud, in order to allow me to remove that, because of course you do have free will. Make sure you're comfortable. Make sure, I don't know what the temperature's like where you are, but if you need a little blanket, make sure that's handy. And just know that you're held in a sacred space. We're going to create our sacred circle in a moment, and I only work with the angelic realm, so we will be bringing in that higher light to come in and hold us all in this beautiful circle. Any problems at all, you will be all on mute, so just pop any messages in the chat box. I will be opening my eyes every now and again just to have a little check that you're all right. Okay, so we're looking at the third eye. The third eye is the seat of psychic ability. It's the seat of the pineal gland. It's where the energy comes through for foresight, for you to be able to see beyond the physical, to be able to experience life beyond the human. So it's a very handy ability to bring back online. Of course, your spirit self is unlimited. It's only our physical self that's limited, and you're connected to everything. So think of your third eye as your antenna. It's how you pick up information energetically from what's going on around you. I'm sure you've all had the experience where you've been thinking about someone and then all of a sudden they ring you or they text you. And that is your psychic ability. What's happened is your antenna has picked up on the fact that they're thinking of you. Them thinking of you is sending out that vibration. You pick up on that vibration and then it downloads in through your pineal gland into your mind. And then it's manifested into the material by an actual physical text or phone call. So I'm sure you've all had similar experiences like that. And that is the ability we're talking about. So what we want to do tonight is clear any blocks to that ability. And then also bring in healing to strengthen that ability. Because we communicate psychically all the time, but it's really nice when you become more aware of that. And then the main blocks I see in people when I do this work is fear. You know, we have had awful histories, particularly here in Europe, of witch hunts and the Spanish Inquisition and various things like that. So if you've got soul history over here in Europe, you may be carrying those witch wounds. There's also a strong desire in most humans to fit in. So there's also a fear of being different, not wanting to stand out from the crowd, because that feels dangerous. And then there's also fear of being too powerful. What if I can see everything? You know, and so there's a fear around that as well. And then the opposite, not wanting to be seen at all, wanting to hide, wanting to blend into the wallpaper in the background. So we'll be looking at some of those. And then as I do this work, I'll be reading your individual Akashic fields and just seeing what else I see within you that needs clearing. Okay, so we're going to be bringing in the unicorns and we're also going to be working with amethysts. Unicorn, of course, is the symbol of the third eye. That horn of the unicorn is actually a spiral of light representing the power of the pineal gland. So that's why we're working with that. And amethyst is the crystal that is most associated with the third eye and is a powerful crystal to work with. All right, well, that's enough of my spiel. I reckon we should get started. So like I say, I will be starting by opening the sacred space. Then I will be leading you on a beautiful meditation. And then just if I ask you to say any declarations, then do so. I may be bringing light language in. I may not. I don't know what's going to be needed. But yes, we shall see. Okay, so I'd like to start by closing your eyes and really taking a nice, long, deep breath, really bringing yourself into this present space. I want you to release the day that you've had already, and I want you to release the evening that's coming ahead of you after this session. So just completely release everything before and after this session and really come fully into this present moment. Taking a long deep breath, really expanding the rib cage, expanding the chest. And really become aware of the slowing down of your breathing. Allowing the mind to relax. If you've had a busy day, just allow the mind to release your day. And feel your body begin to relax as you deepen and soften the breathing. Feel this warmth of relaxation as it travels across your scalp, releasing the muscles, releasing the tension. Across your face, releasing, releasing. Softening the jaw, releasing the neck. And give yourself permission to relax. Give yourself permission to let go. can feel your shoulders drop and your arms getting heavier and heavier. As this warmth of relaxation continues down your spine, vertebra by vertebra. And your warmth of relaxation traveling all the way down your back, and feel your back sinking into your chair, or the wall, or the bed, whatever you're leaning on, and allow it to just let go. And this warmth of relaxation travels across your chest, and across your abdomen. And down into your hips, releasing the tension in the muscles, releasing, releasing. And feeling the softness come into your hips now, as this warmth of relaxation continues down your thighs, across your knees, down your lower leg and into your feet, letting your legs get heavy now, letting all your body get heavy and relaxed, letting go, letting go, letting go. And check in with your breathing once more, making sure you are taking longer, deeper breaths. Longer, deeper, nourishing breaths. And just settling into a longer, deeper rhythm of breathing. Feeling the belly rise and fall with each breath. And as we create our sacred space now, we surrender to the wisdom, knowing and guidance that is our higher self. We allow our true knowing that we too are a manifestation of Source itself to be restored to its divine aspect. We allow all that needs to be released to be released, and all that needs to be returned to be returned. We allow the gifts from the higher angelic kingdoms and Source itself. We are the masters of our own healing, and we declare now within this space that our third eye is healed with divine love, and that we are fully aligned with our psychic senses, the power of our pineal, the power of our pineal. We invite the angels of the highest light of the angels, to come and create a beautiful sacred healing circle around us, a golden circle of light, God's circle of light. We ask that every person on the live or on replay be held in this golden circle of light and lifted into the higher realms, lifted into the higher realms, held in a prison of light. Beautiful pyramid shaped prism, reflecting all the light, amplifying all the light, strengthening our ability, strengthening our power. And only those of the purest, highest light may enter into this pyramid space. This prism of light, beautiful, beautiful rainbow light. Repelling all negative energy, all negative lower energies, no lower energies may enter our space as we ask for these higher angels to stand as sentinels all around us now, standing in the rainbow light, gathering together to hold us in sacred space. We are held in higher light. We are light. We are of the light. We work only with the light. We are light. We are of light. We work only with the light. We are light. We are of light. We work only with the light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we invite everyone's personal guardian angel to step into the circle with us now, holding each person, assisting with the healing and the clearing, and gathering together with us in this sacred space. And all check in with your breathing once more, making sure you are taking longer, deeper breaths. We now ask for permission from the Akashic Guardians to step into the Akashic field of this group, into the Akashic field of this group. And we ask for guidance, teaching, healing, wisdom, healing and clearing as we work with the third eye. And we are so deeply grateful for the Akashic Guardians for showing us, for leading us on this journey of profound transformation. We are so grateful for your presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want you to imagine, sense, or visualize, or feel that the walls around the room that you are in are beginning to dissolve. That the ceiling above you is beginning to dissolve and the floor below you is beginning to dissolve. And as you look up now, you see that instead of a ceiling, there is a beautiful inky blue night sky. With a beautiful full moon, a bright, bright moon shining like a torch. And the sky is full of stars, twinkling stars. And as you look around you, you notice that you are in a clearing in a pine forest. You are in a clearing in a pine forest. All around you is the majestic presence of these incredible trees. As we now call upon the spirit of pine to work with us and to join us in our circle, the spirit of pine, the medicine of pine being particularly good for clearing, very, very powerful for clearing. And you're now sitting in this clearing space in the center of a pine forest. And as you look around you, you notice that ahead of you, there is a stone circle. There's an ancient stone circle. And you begin to walk towards this circle. And you notice as you get closer that these are not stones. These are pillars of amethyst. Pillars of amethyst. And they are glinting and gleaming in the light of the moon. And the closer you get, the more powerful you can feel their healing and their power. It's as if they are vibrating. And you are inextricably linked to this circle. You have been here before. Your soul recognizes this place. It is an incredible healing space. And you make your way through the stones into the center of the circle, where there is a seat for you. A seat made out of the trunk of an old pine tree, the trunk that still holds so much power, so much medicine. So much healing. And as you sit down on the trunk of this tree, it's as if it was carved just for you. Just for you. And as you look around, you are in the most beautiful circle you've ever seen. These amethyst stones emit a frequency of high vibrational love. You are so welcomed here. You are so accepted and loved exactly as you are. And there is such recognition. They have known you for as long as you have existed, and they welcome you back to their healing space. And as you look around at the stones, you can feel that each stone has its own personality, has its own consciousness, and has its own gifts for healing and clearing. And they beckon you forward now to receive what you need to receive. And so you get up once again from your seat and walk towards the stone in front of you and place your right hand on this amethyst. And this amethyst begins to work with your energy body, clearing all timelines, all lifetimes where you have been targeted for your abilities. All times where you have been set apart from the crowd because of the abilities of your third eye. All the times you've been rejected. All the times you've been misunderstood. And feel the waves of healing coming through your right hand now into your body as all cords related to these timelines are now released. All cords related to this timeline are now released. Released from your lower back, released from your shoulders, released from your head. As we now bring in the light language from the amethyst to assist with this healing. All the way through to the tailbone, releasing, and feel that sense of freedom. Feel that sense of freedom that you will no longer be targeted. You will be no longer set apart. You will no longer be rejected. Instead, you will be loved. You will be cherished. You will be accepted. You will be honored for your gifts. Honored for your gifts. You release your right hand now and place your left hand on this stone. And through the left hand you receive this healing of belonging, of feeling belonging wherever you are. Bringing in the healing codes of belonging into your cellular structure, reminding you that you are part of a galactic family, that you are part of one race on this planet, and that you are divinely perfect exactly as you are. Exactly as you are. Feel that power of love coming through now into your body, through the stone, through your hand, through your palm chakra, up your arm and into your heart, filling your entire body with this sense of love, connection and belonging. Love, connection and belonging. Clearing the crown chakra now, clearing the crown chakra of any negative, dark sigils, spells, entities, implants, anything around your crown chakra now, all being released. You no longer need this experience. We break all contracts with any beings who have tried to subjugate you, who have tried to keep you away from your power. Within this prism of light, this beautiful pyramid of light, You are held safe. No negativity may enter this pyramidical space. As we release the crown now, we release the crown. Really restoring the crown, and see golden, golden, golden light coming down from the apex of the pyramid deep into your crown chakra. Beautiful golden light made up of the spectrum of all light, all light. And just allow yourself to receive, affirm in your mind now or aloud, I allow myself to receive the golden light of ascension. I allow myself to receive the golden light of ascension. And this golden light coming through your crown, coming through your pineal gland, through your third eye now, and down into the rest of your body. I allow myself to receive this golden light of ascension as it travels down your spine, out your tailbone, and down into the earth, filling your body with golden light, golden light. And release your left hand from this stone now. This stone's work is now done. And send a feeling, a thought of gratitude from your heart and mind for the healing that you have received in this moment. And now you turn around and you walk to the stone that is directly opposite the stone you have just been working with, past your pine tree seat, and onto this new stone, and once again placing your right hand on the stone. And this stone is helping to clear all decisions you have ever made to block your own psychic abilities, your own seer abilities, your own intuitive abilities. All existences, all timelines where you felt that you saw too much and you closed off your ability. And we ask now for it to be written in your Akashic field that you only see as much as you are ready to see. You only see as much as you are ready to see. As this light from the stone comes up through your right hand into your body now, cleansing and clearing your entire body of any decisions to shut off your power, any influence, any negative influences that shut off the power. Any fear of seeing too much, fear of seeing dark entities, fear of what other people would think. All of these are released now with the light of the stone. All is released, released, released. Released, 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 released from the spine, released from the energy body, released from all chakras. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And take a deep breath now. Just release that out now. And remove your right hand and now place your left hand. And once again, you are gifted with so much healing. Beautiful purple light coming from this stone. Coming from this crystal deep into your being. This is the restorative light. This is a light of restoration, restoring you to your original blueprint of power, your original blueprint of being able to see, being able to use your third eye to help you on your life path. And you are filled from head to toe with this light, restoring you, restoring you, restoring you. We release all traumas where you used your power to harm others. We release all memory. We retain the soul growth, the soul learning, and declare now in your Akashic field, I use my power only for good. So declare this in your mind now or aloud. I use my power only for good. I use my power only for good. I use my power only for good. As we write this into your Akashic field now, we write this declaration into your Akashic Book of Records, and you sign it with your name, you sign it with your name. And breathe. And release your left hand from this crystal now, knowing that this work has been done. And once again, send out a feeling and a thought of gratitude to this stone for everything it has helped you with. As you now walk along to your left, to the stone that is at 90 degrees from where you are. And as you walk to this stone, you once again reach out your right hand, and you can feel instantly how different this stone feels, this crystal feels, from the other two amethysts, each one having its own power. And feel once again the power coming in through your right hand into your body. As we now clear all times where you denied yourself your spiritual heart and existence. All times where you denied your spiritual heart and existence. And we clear all times where you were used for gain by others. All lifetimes, all incarnations where you were used for gain by others. All times where you misused your gifts for exploitation. We release all of these now, keeping the soul growth, keeping the wisdom you have learnt, detaching you from the cords of this experience, releasing the cords now from the back of the knees, from the shoulders, from the spine, and from the feet, from the ankles, releasing, releasing. Releasing, releasing, returning it all to source for experience, returning it all to source for experience. Thank you, source. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this beautiful amethyst light now bathes you now. As you remove your right hand and place your left hand onto the stone, and you are bathed in this purple amethyst light. And you can feel this light going deep into every tissue, every cell of your body, deep into your mind. And just receive, just allow yourself to receive, receive. Once again, you are receiving the healing of restoration, completion. Filling up all parts of you that are filled with self-doubt. Filling up all parts of you that are lacking in self-worth. Filling up all parts of you that hold fear with love. And feel this beautiful amethyst light now filling your heart space, reminding you of the power of self-love. Reminding you that with self-love, all can change in your life. All can change, all can change. From the tip of your head to the tips of your toes, you are filled with this amethyst light. And you feel so much lighter, so much freer, so much more expansive as you release your left hand now. And once again, you walk past your seat, your pine seat, over to the crystal, to the stone that is opposite the one you have just been. Once again, placing your right hand on the crystal, feeling its essence. As we begin to complete this clearing now. As we clear any last remnants of fear. And this stone feels like it's the most powerful stone yet that you have worked with. And you can feel all the other stones in the circle beginning to join with this stone. Adding their power as the power courses into you. And this time you feel the light going straight to your third eye, straight to your pineal gland, filling your third eye with amethyst light, clearing any and all remaining fear around seeing, clearing any and all remaining fear of being too powerful. Clearing any remaining fear of being rejected. Clearing any remaining fear of not fitting in. Feel all of this being lifted now. It's all being lifted. And we return all to source. We retain all soul wisdom, all soul knowing. And we return everything else to source. Knowing we no longer need to carry the energetic imprint of these experiences anymore, we can set ourselves free. We can set ourselves free. You no longer need to carry the weight of these experiences. You retain the wisdom, you retain the soul growth. We are simply removing the energetic attachment as we ask now for all final cords to be cleared, all final cords to be cleared from all other incarnations, timelines, existences that are stopping you from being in your full power. Okay, good. Now release your right hand and place your left hand. And this time you feel the nourishing energy of the mother, the great mother Sophia. This Sophianic energy comes through your hand into your body, filling your light body. Reminding you that spirit is your true mother, that source is your true mother. That you are loved beyond measure, you are accepted beyond measure, and you are held so closely. And feel the relaxation that this brings, the softness in your body and your mind, knowing you are so held. By the power of the great mother of us all. She's the mother of the blade of grass, the mother of the amethyst, the mother of pine, and the mother of you, the mother of the earth, the mother of the stars. She is the mother of all. And embrace that energy now. Allow yourself to be filled. your heart space to be filled with this mother energy. And breathe it in. Okay. And now release your left hand and thank the stone for all its assistance as you make your way back to your seat in the trunk of the pine tree. And as you take your seat, stretch out your grounding cord from the base of your spine deep into the earth, deep into the earth. And relax in your seat. And as you relax in your seat, you begin to see a flicker of light beyond the stones. And as this light gets closer and you begin to focus on it, you notice that a beautiful, incredible, magnificent unicorn is stepping into this amethyst circle with you. And this is your own personal unicorn. And as you gaze at it, as it stands in front of you, take notice of its size, its colour, its mane and tail, its eyes. And notice what colour the horn is. It might be gold, it might be rainbow, it might be blue, it might be green, it might be white, it might be sparkling. Just see what comes to you. This is your personal unicorn. There is no colour that is better than any other. You will get exactly what is right for you. You reach your hand out to stroke the nose of the unicorn, connecting with their energy, and feel if they are a masculine or feminine energy. And you feel so safe in the presence of this unicorn, so incredibly safe. And declare now in the presence of your unicorn that you are ready for your psychic vision to become clear. That you will use this power for the highest good of all and to harm none. That you are willing to receive the healing needed for this. That you are willing to receive. And as soon as you say the words, I am willing to receive, the unicorn gently places the tip of his horn or her horn onto your third eye. And feel now as the clearing begins and your activation of the pineal gland begins. See what light is coming through the horn into your third eye. As we write a new declaration into your Akashic field now, I am safe and I am accepted across all lifetimes and incarnations, all timelines and dimensions. This is now written into your book. I can see across all lifetimes and incarnations, all timelines and dimensions. This is now written into your book. I accept my abilities fully. I am held in the arms of Source at all times. I am held in the arms of the Mother, the true Mother, Goddess Sophia. I am the human expression of Source connection. My psychic ability serves me well and helps me on my path. And I'll ask my unicorn with his horn of light or her horn of light to clear any and all aspects of me that are not aligned with the divine truth of love that I am. And feel this clearing now. As your pineal gland is activated, as you come into the remembrance of your power, come into the remembrance of who you really are. Softening the body, releasing tension, releasing all fear of change. Some of you are holding fear of change. Know that this change is only for good. It is only to enhance your life. It is only to make your life easier, make your life path more easy to navigate. We're asking for this fear of change to now be released in this beautiful light of the unicorn. All fear of change is now released out of the body, out of the body, out of the body. And we now call in the power of the unicorn to help us see beauty all around us, to see truth all around us, to know our true selves, and to know our true paths. And breathe and relax, breathe and relax. Know that all change is only what you can handle. Nothing will happen that you are not ready for. As we once again call upon the spirit of pine that is surrounding us in this moment, calling upon the medicine of pine to cleanse our auric fields, to cleanse our light bodies. So I ask for the spirit of pine to go to every person on this group call, both live and on replay, every person to be held in this clearing light, every person to be held in this clearing light. Thank you, Pine. Thank you, Pine. Thank you, Pine. And breathe. And once again, we call upon the power of the unicorn to help us see beauty all around us, to help us see truth, to help us know our true selves, and to know our true path. And you now reach out with both hands to touch your unicorn. And as you do so, you feel the power of their heart and the healing power of their heart space, their magical heart space. And it travels through your hands and arms into your heart space as you now connect heart to heart. And declare now in your Akashic field, I now open my heart fully. to the unconditional love of the Creator. I now restore all divine connections within my heart and my spiritual self. I now declare that I am a conduit of spiritual vision. I release and surrender to the power of unconditional love. I recognize my true nature as that of pure divine love. The highest and purest vibration of light sits within my heart now, as I allow expansion of my heart. Just feel your heart space expanding now. All those wounds being healed, all wounds of difficulty, of rejection, of abandonment, of separation. All these wounds are now being deeply healed by the power of the unicorn, who holds nothing but pure love for you. Nothing but pure love. And this power of love radiates out now from your connection to the unicorn, cleansing the field all around your heart and all around your body. As your light body is filled with the light of divine love, anchored in now, anchored into your reality, brought forward and made manifest into your physical life, where you will now experience connections, interactions with so much more peace, harmony, and love. As the toroidal field around your heart becomes stable, a stable field of light. And from this heart space, make your declarations. I declare that from this moment forth, I operate only from the purest heart. I declare that I know myself to be worthy of divine abundance. I know myself to be deserving of love. I am, I am. And feel once again your heart space expanding, lifting, cleansing, taking you into the higher realms. And feel this power of the heart as it fills your body. Now connecting to your third eye space. Connecting to your power of sight. So that you will draw to you connections of love, peace and harmony. And rest in this knowing now that you're a divine being of light. Rest in this knowing that your psychic vision is restored, that your third eye power is restored. And you release your hands from the unicorn, and the unicorn releases their horn from your third eye space. And you know that you are a different person to the one that started this journey. You feel so calm, so relaxed, so knowing, so trusting of yourself and your abilities. so settled in yourself and who you are. And as you look down at your feet, you notice that there is a glistening amethyst crystal. And you bend down to collect it. And you know that this is a gift from the amethyst stones that you have been sitting with. It is the most stunning crystal you have ever seen. And you automatically know that this needs to be placed into your third eye. So you place it on your forehead now. And this etheric crystal now makes its way to the center of your third eye, anchoring in the power and the love of your true self. And you will slowly and surely come back into the remembrance of who you really are beyond the human. And your path will become easier and decisions made clearer. And breathe. And as this healing comes to completion, the unicorn wishes you fond farewell. But know that you can call upon this unicorn, who is your guide, your personal angelic unicorn guide, anytime you wish, for healing, for comfort, for guidance. And slowly the unicorn makes its way back into the forest. And you get up from your pine seat. And once again, saying thank you to all the amethyst stones. You return to the edge of the clearing where you started this journey and know that you can come back to this place whenever you wish. And begin to become aware now as you look above you. The stars and the moon begin to disappear and are replaced once again by the ceiling above you. And the forest around you begins to dissolve and is replaced by the walls of your room. And the floor below you is replaced. The beautiful lush grass is replaced by the floor of your room. And begin to bring yourself back into your body. Feeling the chair or the bed that you are sitting on. Feeling the back of the chair or the sofa or the wall. Feeling the seat that's underneath your legs. And slowly beginning to stretch out your hands, your feet, your arms and your legs. And take a big deep breath now as you begin to really stretch, stretching the shoulders, stretching the neck, stretching the spine, and beginning to come back into the room, back into the room. And feel a deep sense of gratitude within your heart, these beautiful helpers who have assisted you on your journey. The pine forest, the medicine of pine, the power of the amethyst, and the beauty of the unicorn. As we now step out of the Akashic field, back into our own dimension, we thank the Akashic Guardians for their guidance, for their wisdom, and for allowing us to work in the Akashic field. So we now declare all Akashic field is now closed. All Akashic books of all those present are now closed and returned to the arms of Source. Return to the arms of Source, return to the arms of Source. And declare in your mind now, I am one with all that is. I am one with all that is. I am one with all that is. And feel your feet on the floor. Imagine roots now coming out of the base of your feet, the soles of your feet, deep into the earth, deep into the earth. As we now declare this circle complete, this circle broken, and we release all sentinel angels, as we thank them from the depths of our heart for holding us in such beautiful sacred space. And we ask each person's guardian angel to continue to stay with them as all this healing and clearing is integrated over the next few days and weeks. And feel those cords once again going deep into the earth out of your feet. As we declare this session is now complete, the circle is broken and all energies are disconnected. We return all to Source and we declare once more that we are light, we are of the light, and we work only with the light. We are light, we are of the light, we work only with the light. We are light, we are of the light, we work only with the light. This is our declaration, this is so, under the law of one, under the law of grace. And breathe. And continue to take your time coming back into the room, opening your eyes, having a glass of water. Taking it easy, soft movements. Know that all is well, all is well. Now it is important after an Akashic clearing to have lots and lots of hydration, and if you can pop outside and have your bare foot on the earth, that's also a really good idea. Just to really bring your energy body, your light body back into the physical, back into the physical, and plenty of water, at least a couple of good glasses of water. And just look after your body, your mind, your spirit for the rest of the evening. Don't switch on the television or watch anything to do with murders. Don't want any murdery energy coming in. You just want to stay in that lovely light, in the light that's still around you, the light of the unicorn, the light of the amethyst crystals. So do something gentle, maybe play nice music, switch your phone off, go to bed early, whatever. I don't know what the time is where you are, but whatever suits you, but just take it easy. You might want to journal your experiences, and you might want to keep a journal next to your bed for your dreams, because you may have some intense dreams tonight that can occur as well. And we just declare that this session is now complete. All energies are returned. All energies are disconnected. And all healing and all clearing is sealed into each person, into each person. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, well, lovely to work with you once more, lovely Australians, and hope you have a good night. This has been recorded, as you know, so It doesn't take long to record, so I'll be sending it very shortly to Martine, and then she will obviously get it out to all of you. So do, if you want to reconnect with your unicorn, know that that is your guardian angel unicorn. It's very powerful for working with the third eye. So if you fancy another little visit with him or her, then re-listen to the clearing. All right, any questions, anything you want to know after this event? Again, Martine's got my email address, so or you can connect with me on oraclecardgoddess.co.uk. You'll find me easily there. All right then, well, I wish you a fond farewell and a lovely evening, and I'm sure we'll connect at some point in the future. All right, cherubs, take care. Bye.